Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. It is my pleasure, my honor to have in the studio today historian Ron Bailey. If you don't know him from the paper, you know him from the radio. If you don't know him from the radio, you know him from social media. If you don't know him from that, you know him from the Museum Center. And I'm sure there are a couple of three other things that I've forgotten to mention. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. Thank you so much for letting me come here. And you know, it's just interesting. This City Beat's fantastic, and thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you in. The first thing I want to do is give you a chicken or the egg question. So which came first? The You Know You're From Maysville If on Facebook, or Histories at the Ledger, the Daily Bailey here at the radio station, Tuesdays at the Pogue Experience? Where did it begin? How did you get into this, the history?
The start back up after Punk Griffin passed away. I started doing these football columns, and for the Ledger, kept the tradition going. And I would do little tidbits about local historian, you know, football facts or sports facts. And then I start collecting pictures. And then that's how I start, you might be remember, if you're from Maysville, Facebook page. And when I first started it, I was just going to put a few pictures. Now I have over 30,000 members and over 4,000 pictures on there. And every day people contribute. I'm eternally grateful for them helping me out so much. But that started. And then I seen Nancy Hunter. Nancy Hunter suggested to CJ, I said, why don't you have Ron start a thing at the museum? And we've been doing over a year and a half at the Pogue Room, and it is fantastic. Every Tuesday we have various guests, and again, I'm eternally grateful to CJ and Nancy Hunter for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Well, you've had so many different places. All of the things that you do basically are an invitation for people in the area, people not in the area, to share their history and their memories of Maysville.
Exactly. We had a gentleman come in last summer, Tom Anderson. He's very frequent on the Facebook page, but his whole family from the Hall family came into the Pogue Room and explained about the Hall Plow Company, which was one of the biggest industries in Maysville during the Civil War. It was a huge industry. But like I said, we have people stop in. Jameson Cable from Kentucky History Podcast, he comes in and shares his. And, you know, it's amazing. But like I said, definitely Maysville is the center of the universe. If you talk to somebody long enough, you're going to find a connection somehow, somewhere. They ran into somebody that knows Maysville.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Al, your pictures, you've received so many submissions from so many people. What are some of the ones that stick out to you?
All the ones sticks out. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, even simple pictures. I mean, one of the first pictures I posted is one of their city transit bus. We call it the Green Pickle. And if you went to City of Maysville schools, you rode the Green Pickle. But, I mean, a simple picture like that brings back so many members. You got a picture of the white light. It just triggers so many people's memories. I mean, absolutely. And anytime you picked a picture of Clyde Barber and restores anything he did, class parties at, you know, at the Continental Inn, and it just triggers people's memories and just amazing.
Yeah, I know yesterday in the Ledger you had a picture of Clyde's in Aberdeen when it's opened.
Grand opening, yeah.
The crowd was monstrous.
Humongous. I cannot believe that picture was very, very. You look at it, you say, look at the crowd there. That's just the grand opening in Aberdeen. It was fantastic.
But, you know, and I'd like to think that because I try to collect as many historical pictures from the radio station or for the Maysville Players, and you always surprise me with some of the stuff that you come
up with. Well, again, you know, I research every day. I mean, I go online searching newspapers, and I reach out to different people and say, do you have a picture of this? I need a picture of that. But a lot of people submit pictures to me, and I appreciate it so much. I mean, I receive pictures every day from somebody, and I, you know, like I said, I'm eternally grateful for that, because that page would not be possible without participation. Same way the Pogue Room. We do everything Maysville down there, all things Maysville. We have probably about 38 people every week. You know.
Now, your memory seems to be encyclopedic. How on earth do you remember all of the facts? Because it doesn't matter what we're talking about. You'll say, well, this is an interesting point from this time in our history.
And I don't know. I would just love trivia. I mean, I just grew up, you know, learning sports trivia. I mean, I've been blessed with a good memory, and I'm 71 years old now, so I hope I can hold on to that memory. But that's another reason we're trying to, at the museum, we're going to do some oral history, which is, you know, Robert Boone started that with a gentleman named Matthew Brown. We're going to have oral history, and we need to get people's memories. I mean, not only pictures, but oral history.
I agree completely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, our history here at the radio station, the first 20 years of our audio history went out the door when one of the previous general managers decided he wanted to clean house, get rid of the junk, and he thought that our audio archives were junk.
Right.
And so there we lost just decades.
Yes. You know, that's one thing I found in our research. I go to certain people, and not only audio, but pictures. They say, well, they just threw them away. They thought they were just junk, and they were not. I mean, that's the reason I'm trying to save some of this stuff, you know. And luckily, I found some big vinyl records, and Drew Spangler and Travis, you know, basketball from 1947, 1948, 1950, that Tex McDonald and them called the ball game, and Tex Winters here at, you know, at WFTM. And they're up on the YouTube. If you want to listen to someone, they're up on YouTube, my YouTube channel. So
yeah, and that was back when Lou Franz was still doing the Moorhead basketball games.
Exactly right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure
calling
was.
Them for the Eagles.
Absolutely right. He sure was.
Sports. I don't know the first thing about sports, no matter how hard I try. It just, but you seem to know everything about every team. And you've been involved in a lot of stuff with the schools.
Oh, yes.
In recognizing our sports history.
Right. Danny Whittle and I, we probably 10 years ago, we went and honored different people from different eras. And luckily, we got in people like Toothpick Jones from Fee High School and played in Mays before he passed, Fats Toe, Jerry Calvert. A lot of those gentlemen got to come back before they passed away, and we got to honor them at the field house. And again, thank Mason County for letting us do that. But it's a great honor. They love doing it, and we love having them. So it's a fantastic.
And yeah, it's important to remember. I know the old saying, you know, if you don't remember the past, you know,
right,
you're doomed to repeat it. But I see it more of a celebration of the rich history.
Amen.
That we share in this area.
You know, they always say the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror, but I love the rearview mirror. I mean, something about the rearview mirror, I'm still attached to it. I mean, I like to look in the past because if you don't know where we've been, how are we going to know where we're going?
True.
I mean, and we've been blessed with such a great community. So many community leaders. I mean, I could go on and on how many people made a difference in this town, and, you know, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and CJ, you know, every time he would come in, because I'm kind of narrow – minded in my not narrow minded, but narrow in my focus. So I really, when you start talking about the big things like Pearl Harbor, you know, the World Wars, right, and you have to remember, and something that I have a hard time doing is remembering that it affected Maysville as well.
Oh, exactly. I mean, Ken Possett came down many a times on our Tuesday meeting about all things Maysville. He explained how Walls Retro, their factory, to make ammunition and make grenade launchers for the World War II. I mean, they just took their whole factory and done that. So it's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, we've had Belinda Breslin came down to talk about the Dare family, the cotton mill, and Lou Brownie stopped in many a time, talk about how Brownie got started in their effect here in Maysville. And well, we've had so many special people. And I encourage anybody to come down and please offer some input, and just it's just a round table discussion. It's like a big barbershop. Everybody sitting around talks.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun. And all things Maysville at the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center, Tuesdays from 1 to 2:30. Free. Come on in and enjoy and share.
Exactly, share. We learned so much. Like, we started one day talking about the button factory in Dover. Then we found out the lady named Janet Thomas, she was an actress from born in Dover, raised in Dover. Went to New York, become a model. Then she married Freddie Dukova, who was Johnny Carson's producer for 30 years. And so it's, you know, it's amazing connections to Maysville.
Oh, absolutely. And before we went on the air, we were talking about the next generation.
Absolutely.
Coming up like Cameron Carpenter, Nick Reese, Duncan Wood.
Absolutely.
Just Maysville just seems to grow spectacular people.
I agree. I don't know if it's the water or what it is. I don't know if it must be the it's a limestone or the water or something, but we have such great city leaders and, you know, visions for everybody. If you look at Maysville, all the industry we lost, and we're still doing great. I mean, because it's the people.
Yeah.
It's the people. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah. And just talking about the people, name me some that have stuck out in your mind. I mean, I know you – just pretty much know everything there is to know about Maysville.
Right.
Who sticks out to you?
I mean, no matter what Clyde Barber done, I'm not only as a businessman, as a philanthropist, what he did for everything. I mean, he stuck his neck out for the Expo. He done. I mean, it's amazing what he did. I mean, there's so many interesting people in Maysville. I mean, the Browning family, the Possett family, you know, like I said, the Dares, the Cochrans. There's so many you can list over and over, but musical. I mean, look at musical. We've been so blessed with Coral Lee Jones, John K. Ferris, Mary Denny. I mean, just amazing. The musicians have been turning on this area. Fantastic.
Yeah, I miss Coral Lee.
Oh, Coral Lee. She's a gem. She's a gem, no doubt about it. But if you ask me to how to make a Mount Rushmore of the four people, it'd be hard to do. It really would be. I mean, you have to have different eras. But, of course, you know, we go back to Rosemary Clooney. But, I mean, there's so many tidbits of information. I've tried to find an obscure tidbits, you know, like, you know, at Arthur Pickens rode a Kentucky Derby winner in 1908. He lived here in Maysville, passed away here in Maysville, lived on Lee Street. We also talk about the different counties, like Guy Waldron. Guy Waldron's from Bracken County, but he's the one that developed Dukes of Hazzard. He made a movie in 1975 called Moonshine Runner. CBS contacted him, and Uncle Jesse was his grandfather, protege from Bracken County, running Moonshine. And he named Guy Waldron, and he's 93 years old and still lives in Los Angeles. But we not only discuss Maysville area, we discuss, you know, anything brought up. But I encourage people to stop in and talk to us. I mean,
oh, definitely.
We love it.
And, of course, the Clooney family.
Oh, the Clooney family. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, they're still giving. I really appreciate that and what they're doing. I mean, absolutely. But anytime I do the tours on the boats when they come in, the first thing, because most of them, they all know Rosemary Clooney. Absolutely, you know, it's amazing.
You know, talking about doing the tours, along with sharing your knowledge, the thing that I keep getting as far as feedback from, like, the tours or for when people visit Maysville is, gosh, I really wouldn't mind living here.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the very first questions that I told Caitlin Bailey at the tourism. We got to get a tax rate because I don't know how many people ask me, what's the tax rate here? We love to move here. In fact, I have two gentlemen that come every week to the All Things Maysville. They moved here from California. One from San Diego. He worked for the gaming industry, Nintendo. He moved here to Maysville. Another gentleman moved here from San Francisco. And, you know, like I said, they love the area. They love the people. They're friendly. You know, it just absolutely, that's a great point. Good point.
And something that I always say, Travis and I were honored to co-host the Gala Casa fundraiser
fantastic.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
And the thing I always say about Maysville, people in Maysville will give and give and give and give until they've given all they can.
Absolutely.
And then they give some more.
Absolutely. I mean, what Rebecca Palmer does, that's an amazing organization. But you're right. It don't matter what organization, they give and give and give. I mean, like this past week, Adam Hinton had the seed days out there and giving back to the community. And that means a lot. That means a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the amount of heavy hitters that he has coming
in.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Yeah, that's an A-list. That's definitely an A-list. There's no doubt about that. That's an A-list.
Yeah, it really is. So, okay, I'm going to go back to it. You kind of skirted the issue. Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
Maysville around Mount Rushmore. Say you don't have to put four, as many as you want. Just throw out some names.
I mean, like, see, start with Rosemary Clooney. Then you even got Simon Kenton. I mean, we're here because of Simon Kenton. I mean, but you go all the way back. I mean, but Rosemary Clooney, what the Clooney family represents, the Clooney family. You had to have the Browning family represented, what they've done to Maysville. I mean, it goes on the Possetts, the Dares, Cochran's. But, you know, musical, John K. Ferris, you know, and Coral Lee Jones. I mean, that if you talk to anybody, them two really influence their life more than any teachers around here, I really think. I mean, you know, not only musical, but I was not in the band with John K. Ferris, but definitely respected what he did at Maysville High School.
Yeah, my sister was in the band with him. I was in the choir with Coral Lee.
That's right. So you had the best.
Yes.
You had the best.
And she was in the studio one time. We were doing an interview, and she is seriously wanted to know. I just, you know, I don't know what it is about my choirs.
Right.
They just, and I told her it's because it was visceral. When you performed music for her, you didn't just sing it, you felt it.
That's a good point.
And it really made a difference in the way we sounded, the way we carried ourselves. And so, yeah, learned just so much.
I wish we had more oral history from Coral Lee and John K. Ferris. I mean, I wish we had more oral history down, and that's one thing we're trying to do. But one of the, every week, David Cartman's there every week, and Rebecca Cartman. And that family's amazed me, too. I mean, that Cartman family has to be, I mean, their connection with, you know, not only the Cartmel family, the Horrid family, and what they meant to Maysville. Amazing.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Now, talking about the history, there's still a lot of history to be gleaned.
Yes.
And I know that there are people listening this morning who have stuff in their attic, it's tapes, pictures, papers, things that they don't think anybody would be interested in.
Absolutely.
And surprise, yes, there are people that are interested.
Yes, you count me in. I raise my hand real quickly because I'm definitely interested. They can contact me. We can go to the museum, but do not throw anything away. I mean, there's so many things in Maysville, like the Moose Head and Kilkers. Wherever happened it, it was an icon of us growing up. The neon sign right here in front of WFTM.
I've been looking for it since 1991.
Exactly.
And no luck.
No, what happened to it? Just disappeared.
Yeah. it just vanished.
I mean, that was such an icon on 4th Avenue. I mean, it was a beacon of light because it represented a great institution. And again, congratulations on what WFTM does. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I think, like with the Ledger, I think that our responsibility is to record the history.
I agree.
Because history is being written right now.
Absolutely.
And
every minute.
And I think it's up to us to keep it alive.
In another vein, Christy Hoots, she approached me about doing a little 50 for 50 series, and I've been doing one every week in the Ledger, every Wednesday. And we first started out the whole county, different people in the area they might slip underneath the rug you don't know anything about. You know, like one of them is Chuck Bo Connors. He's an African-American trombonist here from Maysville. He traveled Duke Ellington for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
Appeared in 30 movies with Duke Ellington. And he was raised here in Maysville, and he went to Navy and become a great musician. But a great story about
it. Can you imagine?
Yeah, yes.
Wow. I mean, I just can't. Yeah. Just the thought
of
being able to play with such an amazing,
I mean, he traveled. In fact, when Mr. Ellington passed away, he kept traveling with Mr. Mercer and him. So he's world-renowned as far as that. But
and, of course, Colonel Charles Young.
Oh, yes, fantastic.
Now General Charles Young,
right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to Buddy Gallenstein and all of the people.
Thank what they've done. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
And we've got so many people like that who are working to keep our history.
I mean, Cheryl French at Rosenwald School in Mays Lake, while she's doing it, I mean, I really appreciate that. I mean, a lot of things say, well, that's just an empty building. But that's not a building. I mean, there's memories. There's people. I mean, and we got to save that.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything that you would – I'll let you steer the discussion now. Anything you want to talk about, just share it with the people?
Well, one thing I want to get out – We've been blessed to live in a great town like we have. And not only a great town, a great area. And I just love memories. Please, if you have any, like you said, Robert, do not throw things away. I mean, look at me. You know, it's somebody's treasure and somebody's memories. But I just want to make everybody know that we've been blessed to live in a great town. And so much history. And our forefathers, I don't care if it's back in Simon Kenton days all the way up to – what people's done lately is fantastic, and we really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Ron, of course, if anybody wants to know more about Ron and talk to him about the things that are interesting to him, interesting to you, because 9 chances out of 10, he knows a ton about it, and get a hold of him.
Oh, yes, please do.
Yeah, you can get a hold of him through the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center, 564-5865.
Yeah.
So go ahead and commit that to memory.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. And like I say, contact through the Facebook page anytime you want to. You know, one thing, I had a little play on Jeff Foxworth. You might be from Maysville, Kentucky, if you remember, but it really has caught on. I can't thank members enough for contributing every day, and really appreciate it. I mean, one gym was Chris Franz and Talking Heads, the drummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, you know.
Yeah.
He always making comments, and we really appreciate that. I mean, there's another connection. They got married in Washington in 1976, and they're Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, you know.
Yeah, and so many different, Gone with the Wind,
Maysville
connection.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, John Marsh and Margaret Mitchell. I mean, right down the avenue of John Marsh's house, and if you go in, you would see the stair steps almost identical to Gone with the Wind. But, in fact, one little story is when Tom Anderson came in, he has the an autograph manuscript of Gone with the Wind. Margaret Mitchell came to a card club here in Maysville and passed it around. It wasn't even finished yet. And his mom had the autograph manuscript. And when the 37 flood hit, they lived on 2nd Street. And she had baby Tom underneath one arm and the manuscript in the other. Good thing to have another baby or something would have been stayed there.
Wow. But, and, you know, I know that there are a lot of people in town who have the same respect for history as you do.
Right. Oh, yes.
I keep thinking about the different exhibits on display at the theater or at the museum center. And I keep going back to Fred Hester and his political posters.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Wow.
They are amazing how Fred – and that's a great exhibit. I mean, that's fantastic. And that's a great collection Fred has. And Fred was a great history teacher. And another thing, if you get a chance, check out the Federal Hill exhibit. I mean, Bill Marshall comes to our meetings every Tuesday, and the Marshall family meant so much. But Federal Hill is going to be fantastic. And in May, they're going to have the big opening all day on May 11th. So if anybody can, please come out. So,
Ron, great to have you in here.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Of course, you can hear him every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, on the Daily Bailey with different sports history and trivia and interesting things on Sports 1240. And, of course, you can see his Way Back Wednesday pictures, Throwback Thursday.
Right.
Of course, you're 50.
Yes.
The top 50 for 50.
50 for 50,
that's on the front page of yesterday's ledger, as a matter of fact.
Yes, exactly.
So you need to find something to do with your free time, Ron.
Well, I appreciate it, Robin. Thank you again. Thank you for WFTM. 75 years and still growing. Appreciate it. I mean, it's amazing what you guys have done for the Valley. And it is the Sports Authority and the News Authority of the Mid-Ohio Valley.
Thank you so much. Right. Folks, have a wonderful day. City Beat is brought to you today by the City of Maysville.